Hi everybody, welcome back to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Erin.
So this is part two of our literature article for this month's English for You. We're discussing the story, The Book Thief.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it has an interesting beginning.
Yeah.
As we learn that Death, the person, is telling a story about a young girl called Liesl,
right,
who herself is pretty interesting.
She's a book thief.
She's
stealing books.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, so Liesl's brother died when she was 10. They were traveling to Germany in 1939. Now, if you remember, that's just before or during the beginning of World War II.
Not a great time to be in Germany, especially if you're not one of sort of Hitler's people.
Mm-hmm.
More on that in a moment.
Right.
Liesl has to live with a foster family when her own family disappears. Her brother, of course, died. Her mother disappears. We know nothing about her father.
Mm-hmm. Now, we learned that Liesl stole a book, the Gravedigger's Handbook, but she can't read it. So her neighbor, Rudy, is teaching her how, and together they're reading the book.
Now, the kids then go to one of Hitler's book-burning festivals.
Right.
Hitler was burning books that disagreed with the things he believed in.
Mm-hmm.
And what's more, Hitler wants to kill Jews and communists.
Right.
People who have different opinions and different religions to him. He wants them to die, and Liesl, once she finds this out, she decides he must be her enemy.
Right. And that would make sense. But before we go any further with that, our review, let's get into day two of the article and find out what happens next.
Reading.
The Book Thief. One day, a hungry boy named Max arrives at Liesl's house. Max is Jewish, and his father used to fight in the war with Liesl's foster father. The family hides him in the basement. Max and Liesl both love reading, so they quickly become friends. He even writes her a book by writing a new story over MKPS, Hitler's autobiography. Liesl begins helping her foster mother deliver the laundry. One customer, Ilse Herman, has a big library of books. She allows Liesl to read books in her home. After Ilse cancels her laundry service, Liesl begins stealing her books. When Ilse finds out, she leaves a dictionary and a note for Liesl. Meanwhile, things get more violent when the Allies start bombing the town. Nazi soldiers are inspecting the city more closely. Max is no longer safe in the basement, so he decides to leave the house. Many people in the neighborhood take shelter in Liesl's foster family's basement. She reads to calm everyone until the bombings stop.
All right, so day two of our article starts out with a new character in the story. So far we've seen
Liesl,
her
Rudy,
brother,
Death,
her foster mother.
Yes.
Let's see what it says. The article says, one day, a hungry boy named Max arrives at Liesl's house.
Okay, now Max is Jewish.
Oh.
Okay, he is a Jew, we used that word yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And his father used to fight in the war with Liesl's foster father. Remember,
okay,
that's the guy who's looking after her.
Mm-hmm.
Here, the war may mean the First World War, because it's their father's time. Maybe they were friends, we're not sure.
Right.
So if Max is Jewish, we mentioned Jews yesterday, Jewish is the adjective for people who are Jews, in the same way we'd say English, Canadian,
right,
or Taiwanese. And in fact, one of my ancestors was a Jewish man who went to live in India.
Oh, that's very interesting. All right, we also saw the words used to in that sentence. Now, we use used to show that something was true before or happened regularly in the past, but is no longer true or no longer happens. For example, I used to live in Kaohsiung, but now I live in Taipei.
Absolutely true. So if Max is Jewish, he's in danger because, of course, Hitler wants to kill him. The article says the family hides him in the basement.
That's nice. They're hiding him. That's good.
Yeah. The basement, B-A-S-E-M-E-N-T, basement. This is the part of a building that is under the ground level. It's often used for parking spaces or storing things. But, of course, there is a supermarket in the basement of many department stores in Taiwan. Down in B1 with a food court, a coffee shop maybe. Lots goes on down there.
Yeah, and actually we use that B as in like B1 because it means basement. All right, with Max living in the basement, Liesl is surrounded by new friends. She's got her foster family, she's got Rudy, she's got Max. The article says Max and Liesl both love reading, so they quickly become friends. That's nice.
Yeah, that's really good. He, Max, even writes her a book. So he's writing a story for her by writing a new story over MKPF, Hitler's autobiography. Now, you may know MKPF is used in this story. It stands for Mein Kampf, which is the book Hitler wrote in prison.
Right.
And now, this was an autobiography. A book that is an autobiography, it's written by the writer about their own life.
So if I wrote a book about my life, that would be an autobiography.
Indeed. So we could say, I can't wait to read the famous actor's autobiography. Learn all about his life and his stories.
Right. It's not all fun and games, though. It's wartime, and there's lots of work to be done by everyone. So the article continues by telling us how Liesl helps around the house. It says, Liesl begins helping her foster mother deliver the laundry. All right, so everyone has to have a chore, right?
Yep.
All right, so we saw the word deliver here, spelled D-E-L-I-V-E-R, deliver, and it's a verb. Deliver means to take something, such as goods, letters, packages, to a particular person or place. For example, the post office. You know, you want to deliver a letter,
deliver a letter,
to the post office. So the mailman will deliver your letter. As another example, we might say, can you deliver this box of cookies to the neighbor for me while I cook dinner?
Oh, great, lucky neighbor.
Yeah.
Now, the thing Liesl is delivering is the laundry. L-A-U-N-D-R-Y, laundry. And laundry means clothes or similar items, towels and bed sheets and so on, that need to be washed, are being washed right now, or have just been washed.
Right. Okay. What about the clothes that are already hanging in my closet?
I would say that's not laundry.
Not laundry.
That's just regular clothes again.
Okay.
So it's just before, during, and after the washing process.
Right.
Now, some people will actually say the word washing to mean laundry.
Right.
So we could say Denise usually does her laundry on Sunday mornings. Equally, Denise usually does her washing on Sunday mornings.
Okay. All right, so we saw that Liesl and her foster mother are doing laundry and then bringing the clean clothes back to people's houses. Now, let's check out the article to learn about one of these special people. It says, one customer, Ilse Herman, has a big library of books. Now, I'm not sure if I said that name right.
Ilse sounds right to me. It's just like Casablanca, the movie.
Okay, now, we looked at, or we saw the word customer in there. Ilse Herman is a customer. The noun customer is spelled C-U-S-T-O-M-E-R, customer, and it's someone who buys goods or services from a shop or other company. So, in the story, Ilse is a customer of Liesl's foster mother's laundry service.
Yes.
Right. Now, another example could be, the store had no customers, so the manager decided to close early for the day.
Makes sense. Yeah, there's nobody here. Let's shut up.
Home.
Yeah, let's wrap up early for today. So then she's got all of these books, which of course is great for Liesl and her newfound love of reading. She doesn't even need to steal the books
anymore. No, she's just allowed to read them
there. Yeah, she can have them. As the article says, she, meaning Ilse, allows Liesl to read books in her home. You know, hey, you've got the laundry? Oh, come on in. Maybe I'll make you a cup of tea, have a book, have a read. You want to borrow one? This is fantastic.
It is. And it's actually quite lucky for Liesl, especially because a lot of the books are being burned.
Yeah.
Remember where they're going to book burnings. And so they're not always easy to find these days, or in those days. Now, that all changes one day.
It kind of goes
a little bit negative. The article says, after Ilse cancels her laundry service, Liesl begins stealing her books.
I wonder why she canceled the laundry.
She probably couldn't afford it.
That could be it. Maybe she just heard something. Oh, that family's hiding a Jewish boy.
Maybe
I'd better not get involved. Otherwise, people will come and ask me questions. Okay. Now, that means Liesl has got to steal these books. She can't use them anymore. She can't borrow them. So, as a book thief, she's going to steal them. But it seems to be okay, because as the article says, when Ilse finds out, she leaves a dictionary and a note for Liesl. So, a dictionary so she can understand the words, and a note that probably says, hey, you can take the books.
Right.
Go ahead.
Yeah. And I think, I mean, like, that sounds like a very good thing to
do.
A lot of people love to share their books. Now, unfortunately, things are about to go from bad to worse in the town where Liesl lives. The article tells us a bit more. It says, meanwhile, things get more violent when the Allies start bombing the town. Now, let's look at this word, the Allies, here. And it's a term, actually, the Allies.
Historical
we say them together.
Term.
Yep. It always has a capital A because it's a proper noun, and it describes the countries that worked together to fight against Germany in both World War I and World War II.
Yeah, it being mostly the same countries.
Right.
England, France, Canada, the United States, various other European and world powers.
Exactly. Okay. Another example, a sentence with the Allies we could say is, the U.S. only joined the Allies after Japan bombed Pearl Harbor in Hawaii in 1941.
Yeah, before then they was kind of staying out of it, saying we don't want to be involved in the war.
Right.
Okay, the article goes on, talking about how bad things are getting in this city. It says, Nazi soldiers are inspecting the city more closely. So these are Hitler's troops, Hitler's soldiers. And but instead of fighting the Allies, they also are kind of oppressing and kind of beating on their own people, inspecting the city, their own city.
Right.
Now, the verb inspect is spelled I-N-S-P-E-C-T, inspect. And it means to look at something closely, to see what's going on and to make a judgment, and often to look for something wrong.
Okay.
For example, police officers have been inspecting the area where the body was found. They're looking for clues, seeing if they can find out, okay, who killed him, when, how, why.
All right, so remember, Max is still living in the house with Liesl's family. The article says Max is no longer safe in the basement, so he decides to leave the house.
Yeah, I guess the soldiers want to find him because he's Jewish.
Right. Now, I think he would be safer in the house, but I think he's worried because the other people in the house will not be safe if they find him.
If he's there, he'll get them all in trouble.
Now, we use the phrase no longer in that sentence, and when we use no longer, it's when something happened or was true in the past but is not true now. Kind of like used to.
Yeah, a little bit.
Now, we can say no longer in a sentence like this. Adam and Marie are no longer dating.
Oh.
They broke up 2 months ago.
Well, they were always fighting. It was never going to last. Okay, so the article goes on. Many people in the neighborhood take shelter in Liesl's foster family's basement. So Max may be gone, but more people are coming in, maybe because the basement is safer from the bombs than other areas. And all these people are from the neighborhood. I will spell that. It's a long word. N-E-I-G-H-B-O-R-H-O-O-D. Neighborhood. And this is a particular area or district in a town, one that has distinct features and can be separated. That's a neighborhood. That's a different neighborhood. We often use it to describe the area around a person's house.
Right.
For example, there are a number of schools and parks in my neighborhood.
Okay, now we also saw the phrase take shelter in, which means to find protection from danger or bad weather in a safe place. Now in the story, they take shelter from the bombs.
Yeah.
But in
other situations.
You know, I might take shelter from the rain.
Yeah.
For example.
Or the heat in the summer.
Yes. For example, we could say we took shelter in the small cabin once the storm started.
Okay. So we also learn that she, Liesl, reads to calm everyone until the bombing stopped.
Okay.
Everyone's afraid, everyone's worried, but Liesl is reading her books to them so everybody can kind of relax and ignore them and forget what's going on.
Now she's come a long way from stealing her
from just
first
stealing
book.
Them. Where will she go? We'll have to find that out in day three because it's time now to stop reading and go to our For You Chat question.
All right.
For You Chat.
Okay, so Liesl is reading to everybody so that they can help calm down, which relates to our question, what are some things you do to calm down?
I like to color.
Oh, okay.
I have picked up on the trend of the adult coloring
books.
So I got myself some colors, and when I'm feeling stressed out, I just color a little bit, and
I would say I'd listen to music to help me calm down. I used to paint small models of things when I was younger. But the most important thing of all for people from my country, and probably a lot of yours as well, you make a cup of tea. Just the making of the cup of tea will actually help you calm down.
Interesting.
It's such a relaxing process. And then you can drink the tea and just relax for a moment. That is how British people confront any problem. No matter how big, we start off by making and drinking a cup of tea. Everything seems better after you do that.
Okay, that's very interesting. Actually, that's something I've never done before.
But just drink a cup of tea?
Well, not specifically to calm down. But I might try it next time.
Worthwhile. Yeah, I mean, I'm reading, you know, if maybe maybe you're thinking about something, you want to distract your mind, and you could do anything. You could play games, watch the TV. You could do anything like that. You could go for a long walk. Which, if you have music on, will definitely
make you feel good.
Use up some of that nervous energy of yours. So these are all good ideas. That's all we've got time for right now, but we will be back again tomorrow with the exciting conclusion to The Book Thief. Join us for that. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
The Book Thief. One day, a hungry boy named Max arrives at Liesl's house. Max is Jewish, and his father used to fight in the war with Liesl's foster father. The family hides him in the basement. Max and Liesl both love reading, so they quickly become friends. He even writes her a book by writing a new story over MKPF, Hitler's autobiography. Liesl begins helping her foster mother deliver the laundry. One customer, Ilse Herman, has a big library of books. She allows Liesl to read books in her home. After Ilse cancels her laundry service, Liesl begins stealing her books. When Ilse finds out, she leaves a dictionary and a note for Liesl. Meanwhile, things get more violent when the Allies start bombing the town. Nazi soldiers are inspecting the city more closely. Max is no longer safe in the basement, so he decides to leave the house. Many people in the neighborhood take shelter in Liesl's foster family's basement. She reads to calm everyone until the bombing stops.
Vocabulary review.
Basement. These stairs go down to the basement, where you can find the cleaning tools. Deliver. The package will be delivered to your office around 2 p.m. this afternoon. Laundry. Ben has no clean clothes to wear because he hasn't done his laundry. Customer. Owen is helping this customer find the product she wants to buy. Inspect. John's job is to inspect restaurants to make sure they are clean and safe. Neighborhood. My parents live in a quiet neighborhood, just outside of the city.